For the first episode, at least 5,000. Yeah.
I mean, we'll keep it probably four digits for the first couple episodes until the word really spreads, until this thing goes viral.
Yeah, that's.
But that's kind of something for any given level. If I, as we move through them, I'm thinking of someone at that level. I want to be saying stuff that I'm confident they can understand, even if they couldn't have said it themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe Jason, since you were off for a second, why don't you maybe let me direct this question to you? So you saw all my. My ideas, and these literally were just driving home, popping into my head ideas. So there's not a lot of thought given into these, and have no emotional attachment to any of them. But what kind of episodes or topics came to your mind that you thought, hey, I think 15 minutes would be enough to encapsulate it or expound on it?
I don't have any specific episodes in mind right now. I think that's, what I was saying about, this is sort of what's got to give me and Justin the push to get this out is, well, what the hell are we going to talk about is a pretty common obstacle. As we're sitting here talking about this, and we're talking about this idea of engaging input, this whole bit about Albuquerque, right? And what's desert life like, and where does that name come from? I think really for a 15-minute chunk fits that goal pretty well. I think that's, people don't want me to list all the, Latin names of the flora and fauna of the desert. But just people like hearing about other people's lives. That's why podcasts are such a big deal.
That human interest factor.
That's right. Exactly. And, they get to the topic itself is going to elicit the interesting vocabulary and language without us having to sit there and make a list of, what do people want to know how to say? They don't need to know, how to say roadrunner.
Yeah.
In Latin.
You'll never say that word anyway.
Right.
Haven't gotten Northern Virginia yet, so.
Keep it in mind that we are limiting to 15-minute episodes, and I think that's absolutely one of the most important things with this whole plan is keeping this short and manageable. One for ourselves so that we actually get it out there. But two, Justin and I sit every Monday for about an hour and talk, right? And we've got the patience for that and the time. We've set aside time to do that. But I think a lot of people are going to get full if they're just listening for too long and not participating in that the conversation. So given that we're keeping these episodes short, it might be good to have in our heads, just have a little notepad nearby. If we're talking about something and we feel like we're going to veer, not that we have to stay beholden to the topic at hand, but we might come up with something that starts to veer off topic a little too much.
Yeah.
And write that down and say, oh, that'd be a pretty good episode. Like maybe in a week or two, we'll talk about this.
When you went away for a second, I did this like just a second ago because Justin, I don't think
right.
you thought you were
yeah.
going. And I think Justin made a point, said, look, we're going to have, beyond, the normal hand signals that we're all comfortable with, there's probably going to be a equivalent amount of note passing that's going to go on.
Right.
I think this is another job that I would probably end up managing just by default is sort of the secretary role of, hey, somebody, we'd have a note for like nota bene, something like that's a good topic for future episode. And then it's kind of like, steer it back to some kind of, we would have like signals like that to keep the time and get back on topic.
Right.
Another thing, Jason, you just said, make a move or something. Okay, there you are. You just said that you and Justin talk once a week for about an hour. Once the platform, especially if we have that domain, homodedicator.net, and once the platform is there, if the two of you are recording that, I don't see any problem with having the sort of formal, here's our 15-minute podcast, and then, you know, here's this sort of random extended conversation, you know, caveat emptor, caveat auditor. It's just the two of us just shooting the breeze.
Right.
Content right. is content, and that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to play that by ear, because sometimes Justin and I talk about internal business that we're not going to.
Yeah.
Other times we're, you know, just, you know, ceremoniam cadentes. Yeah. But,
I like that idea, Gus, and I'd like to, you know, it's a pretty vulnerable thing, but I think it could be a good gesture and also provide people with a ton of input. Like, if you can imagine, I don't know, just having a microphone on between any two decent Latin speakers anywhere, and we had access to that, we'd all be 100 times better at Latin, right? Couple ideas that came to mind related to the 15-minute thing and kind of structuring that time, cutting off at the right time, is there might be a couple, I don't want to say gimmicks, but kind of tools that we could use to make it easier on ourselves to switch or to move on or to end. And just for comparison, two examples I'll give. I don't know if you guys know the ESPN show called Pardon the Interruption, PTI. Basically, they have a list of topics, and it appears on the screen, and they're given like 2 minutes to talk about each topic. And when the bell rings, ding, 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 they stop cold, and they go to the next topic. And in a way, that's a way to make sure they cover all the topics, but it's also a gimmick that allows them not to have to come up with a nice, tight conclusion in order to move on. And I'm not suggesting that we do that exact thing. It's more just a model for there might be some sort of gimmick or scheme that we could implement or phrase that Gus hollers out or something like that that kind of wraps up a session without us needing to fumble around for a good conclusion or something like that. The other kind of device or gimmick that could guide us in that is in the in the American version of Whose Line Is It Anyway, that tagline that Drew Carey used was, "Hey, welcome to Whose Line Is It Anyway, where everything's made up and the points don't matter." That stock phrase, "Where everything's made up and the points don't matter," you know, if we could develop some kind of phrase for, you know, welcome to Quo Rodigitur, where everything's fair game. And it doesn't matter if you finish, or you know what I mean, something like that. That could be a tagline that's kind of interesting and a kind of a brand anyway, but that also kind of justifies our cutting stuff off, moving on, disregarding certain stuff, whatever.
Yeah, I think I laughed because ETI, my teaching partner. Tony Kornheiser is her father-in-law.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so it's just this really confusing. She used to say, "Yeah, my sister's husband's dad. We're going over here to watch this game." And after a while, I said, "That's such a why do you keep saying your sister's husband's dad?" And she says, "Well, because it's Tony Kornheiser." I said, "Well, okay, like I get that."
Yeah.
So I think that's actually a really good idea. And again, you're just setting a timer. Like we're going to be here at certain and that's wonderful. The tagline, I think. I had thought about this as well, and I think there's several spots where there should be a tagline. I mean, we need a stock opening, you know, that, again, it's some very comprehensible that you're going to hear all the time, some probably transition-type thing. I think you're right there, like a Drew Carey sort of a transition movement. And then some way that always wraps up. One thing... You know, I guess again, a caveat that I would always
That'd be great.
Part of our thing is going to be your ambient noises. Yeah. Is like at Risk of Patio, the realization that we're not going to correct, you know, rather than just so much sort of redirecting, and that's going to be tough, but maybe we would have to, that's where, you know, you would have to have those symbols to let people know, hey, getting ready to redirect you, and you like have to tell me in advance. So we would do it always addressing. Without saying, here's how you say that.
Yeah.
Better way. No, let's say that one. it without having to listen to this stuff.
I could see myself, this is a really specific, I could easily see myself saying, maybe frequently throughout a given episode, not sure if I said that right, I'd love to go check that, or not sure if I said that right, maybe some listener can write me if you know a better way to say that, or something like that.
And that actually would be a really good way to have sort of listener engagement. Even BBP uses the Mixler and the Twitter, it's too much. If there's always a follow-up, you get some feedback, and then, of course, that generates topic. Hey, we got something from the last episode in November Gus. It's in November Gus said, blah, 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 or whatever. That might be
it. Well, and that's where, like, kind of show notes come in.
Yeah,
this is the ongoing Rusticatio problem where people are too busy trying to capture everything and they're not immersing themselves in what's actually going on, right? And when we put the vocabulary up on the wall, it frees them. We take that particular cura off their shoulders so they can immerse themselves in listening. And if we say to people, look, you know, we're going to put some notes in the follow-up that you can look at. That's going to free them up to actually listen to what's going on instead of sitting there with their little Moleskine notebook trying to write down every single thing we say.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wonder. I think that's wonderful. And I can see clearly the outline would be something that would get posted. Here's the course of our discussion. I don't know. I guess one of us, I mean, again, me, I guess one of us would be just taking notes as we go so that we could fill in those blanks. Cause we wouldn't want it to devolve to all three of us trying to take notes. It wouldn't be much of a conversation.
Yeah. One thing that came to mind is,
yeah, it should definitely be taken half of the fact.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I was going to say is if the thing is really just 15 minutes, it's easy enough. And I'm sure I would want to listen to it. Once it's already posted, just listen to it again as a listener myself and take some notes on kind of how, probably both, because some stuff might come to mind in the middle of the episode. Some stuff will only come to mind as we're listening and say, that part we could have just moved on. Or, you know what, that's a great topic for us to expand on next time. And I'm sure we'll get technical ideas and stuff like that from listening.
Right.
I have, the idea came up. Let's say we have a